This home was fully lived in, but the home sellers had to move out really fast. And they didn't want to leave it empty. So we brought in rental furniture, and let me show you what we did to get it market ready in 2 weeks. Hi everyone, I'm Kasha McDaniel, and I'm an occupied home staging specialist where I help women over 50 get their houses sold and help them prepare to get their houses ready. If you like getting home staging tips like this, make sure you like and subscribe to my channel. Okay, like I mentioned, these home sellers had to move out really quickly. It was because they were a military family and they had orders that they needed to get out of Dodge. Really, they did. So I wanted to show you the transformation of before and after of what it looked like before we got brought the rental furniture in, so you can understand some of the things that we had to do in order to help them get their house ready and why they needed some rental furniture in their house. So let's take a look at the living room. Now, this is an open floor plan, and as you can tell, they have a lot of things going on. They have some baby things. They have pets in here in this living room. You can see there's a kid's bouncy thingy on the dining room table. They have pets, pet cages, and things like that. There's just a lot of things going on. They have a busy life. But there are a couple of decisions that we need to make when it comes time to staging your house. And that's one of the things I talk about in my home staging course. That's an online course that you can take a look at. But these are the exact layout and accessories decisions that I teach in my home staging basics course. So you can stage any home, even under tough conditions, okay? So it can be, maybe you are gonna be leaving your house and you need to get rental furniture in there, or maybe just reusing the furniture that you have. These are the decisions that I make as a home stager when I'm going through, for example, like this living room. So in this living room, I'll show you the after picture here in a minute, but the main thing that we had to do was basically take a look at the wall colors, because it was kind of a yellowy kind of mustard kind of color in there, and that was the builder's grade color that was used. They weren't quite happy with it, and so I suggested a more neutral, lighter color, and that's exactly what we did and had them paint. So once they removed all our furniture out, before we brought in the rental furniture, we had them paint the rooms, okay? A more neutral color, more softer, makes it a little bit brighter in there because the rooms were dark. And if you see some of these before pictures, they're just really dark in here. The furniture was dark and it just made things just not, you know, appealing, right? That's the word we're trying to go for. We're trying to show off the space, not kind of make it a dark dungeon, right? So yeah, so the living room, let me show you this. This is the before again, so to remember what it looked like. And this is the after of where we brought in rental furniture. Now, this one, we basically had to do with what they had for their budget, which we got their furniture in here. One of the things I wish I could have had more in the budget to get was a rug, but you know what? It worked perfectly fine with this rental furniture. Again, I arranged the furniture in such a way that I teach in my home staging basics course that explains why it was set up this way. There are many different options that I go over in that course. This is just one of the best layouts that we have that I highly recommend using, especially when it comes to a fireplace area. It shows off the space and keeps it open and bright, okay? So moving on to the dining room area, this is what it looked like before. Again, that mustard yellow color was in there. And then after, this is the rental furniture that we brought in, a table, brought in some artwork. Again, these are accessories and things I talk about in my home station basics course that you can use when you move into your next house. What do you, you know, how do you stage your current house? So these are just some ideas to show you the transformation on this dining room in this eat-in area. So you can see that the table, yes, it is smaller, but you can definitely fit a larger one if needed for a larger family. Now in this master bathroom area, obviously you can't move around countertops or anything like that. There's some minimal things that you can do in here. A lot of it is basically decluttering when it comes to the bathroom. And that's one of the biggest things that I discuss in my home staging basics course is the decluttering. Sometimes that is the biggest hurdle that home sellers have to get over. Once you get beyond the decluttering, you can see what needs to be done in the room. Once you take off things on the counter, things are on the floor. So in this bathroom, we just have some random towels, some, you know, basic things on the counter. We cleared it off, and this is what it looked like afterwards. Just put a simple plant, put a nice piece of artwork, and actually hung the towels nice and neat, and we're good to go. Okay, so not much that needs to be done in the bathroom. So that one, obviously, again, you can't stage too much, but it's actually probably one of the more simpler ones because you can't move anything. If anything, maybe sometimes you may need to paint, right? And this one we didn't, but this one was an easier fix to transform. Then moving on to the master bedroom, this one had a bed with a crib because they had a baby sleeping in there with them. And of course, they didn't want to show that off as far as, you know, in the pictures. They like, well, we don't want to have that in the photos, obviously. Again, this is one of the things I talk about in my course, what you should and shouldn't have, what furniture should be in the master bedroom. Sometimes we have extra things in there that really don't belong. So one of the things that we did was in this after picture with the master bedroom, I asked them to save me some bedding that maybe they can, you know, leave behind. I was hoping for something a lighter color, but this is what they had. So we work with what we have. Sometimes that's what you got, and that sometimes you don't have the budget to get new bedding. So it was the best we could do, but it looked a lot better without the crib there and a couple other things. So you can show off the space. That has a queen size bed in there. There's a lamp. We had the nightstand in there. And that's, you know, sometimes but it looks better. It could have been a whole lot better, but with a budget, sometimes it's what you got to work with. And I totally understand that. Here's another angle of the master bedroom. Again, we had a photographer come in, and so you can see, yes, we had a rental furniture. We had some pieces put on there. Again, not much clutter. You can see the room is huge, and you can have a dresser and a chest of drawers, and that's what you want to show off is that space, again, okay? And to know where everything is laid out, how we arranged it, is just one of the decisions that we made in talking about accessories in my Home Staging Basics course as well. So if that's something that you're interested in, I'll leave the link in the show notes below. So while I only covered a couple of the rooms in this house, there are many others in there. I didn't have the before and after pictures for those, but this is basically kind of like quick staging that you can do in 2 weeks' time. They had to move out. They had to get everything out, pulled out, packed up and everything, which for some people, that's what they want, and then just bring in rental furniture. Yep, you can do that, but then you gotta decide, well, what's the best layout? What size furniture, the scale, you know, where do you put everything? Do you put things against the walls or do you, you know, pull them out? Those are a lot of the things I teach step-by-step in my Home-Based Staging Basics course. And this is just something that you have to keep in mind in when it comes to getting your house ready to sell. Quick staging like this works for any occupied home. Maybe you don't have 2 weeks, maybe you need a little bit more longer time because you have a full-time job, you have kids running around, you have other appointments that you need to take care of. I totally understand. So 2 weeks is a really quick turnaround for this. It's easy if you have packers that show up and pack the boxes for you. That is the easiest. As a military person, that's what I'm used to. I know some of you may be saying, well, I have to pack up all the boxes. That's going to take me longer than 2 weeks because the house is so big. Yeah, it can change. It can vary depending on the size of your house, whether you're packing the boxes or moving companies coming in. Because man, when those moving company people come in, holy cow, I had a 3,000 square foot house and they packed it up in a day and a half. Yeah, they were quick. Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe it. To include the garage, and there's a lot of stuff in that garage. So yeah. So if you want to learn exactly how to stage your house just like this, do the quick move that you need to take because you need to sell your house, take a look at my Home Staging Basics course. I go through every single room in the house and help you stage it with furniture arrangement, accessories, wall colors, color combinations, everything that you should keep, things that you should take out, all that kind of stuff in each of these pre-recorded videos that you can watch at your own speed, okay? So I hope this has given you some inspiration to help you transform your house and get it ready to sell. All right, I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later. Bye!